Please open to your Bibles in Luke chapter 1, verse 26. Let us pray. Father, thank you for this day that we can gather together. Father, we just ask you through the power of the Holy Spirit to teach us this morning your word. In Jesus' name, amen. In Luke chapter 1, 26, we see Mary. We were just singing about the song of Mary, you know, and it's... But I think the question that we have is actually, how prepared are we for Christmas? You know, when we hear about the word preparing, I know that, you know, you hear Christmas music and songs and all the stores decorated even before Halloween. That's how far they anticipate the preparation for Christmas. You know, they want to be ready. So the word prepare actually means to make something ready for use. And they prepare you all that time for Christmas. But the question that we should have, are we ready for Christmas? Or are we ready for Christ? It's two different questions, you know what I'm saying? Because as you can see throughout the world, and today it doesn't matter. I remember when I first came to the United States, we never celebrated Christmas the way we celebrate Christmas here. It's a different celebration. We didn't even know about Santa Claus. We celebrated Christmas as a family. We had a big dinner. In the evening, we will eat dinner, we will go to church until midnight, and have dinner like 3 in the morning, and break some piñatas, and eat cake, and we go to bed about 5 a.m. in the morning. That's how we celebrate Christmas. There were no gifts. When I came to the United States, my first Christmas celebration was in Santa Barbara, California. With a friend of ours, we went there, and they celebrated the Christmas with the Christmas tree and all the presents. And that was an experience for me that I remember till today. I still remember what I got for a Christmas present. So as we can see how commercialized we are right now with Christmas, forgetting the true message of who Christ is. You know, so are we preparing for Christmas or are we preparing for Christ? And I think we're losing that message, especially in today's world. But we're going to see Mary, actually, how was she prepared? Because Mary was very young. I think, I personally believe that she was between, I don't know, 14, 15, 16. The Bible doesn't tell us exactly how old she was, but she was a young person. And she was also poor. But Mary loved the Lord. She loved the Lord. She was one of those people that really trusted in God. You know how Pastor was telling the kids, you know, you can really trust God. She trusted God. And basically what she did, when the angel showed up to her, he appeared. In this case, it says, an angel of the Lord. Didn't say, the angel of the Lord. See, the angel of the Lord is going to be born soon. An angel of the Lord came Gabriel because, you know, the Bible gave us his name. And if you notice throughout the Bible, after the birth of Jesus, you never heard about the angel of the Lord. That's why we see in the millennium that God is one. There's no longer we need the Christophanies anymore. This is God is one with his people. The angel of the Lord became a baby. So now here is Mary, and she was perplexed. And the angel tells her, look, you're going to have a son. She was perplexed. How is that possible? I don't have a man. I'm a virgin. I haven't seen a man. So how can I be pregnant? Now, sometimes we forget. You know, we always put our agenda first. And here is Mary, making plans for her wedding. Find her bridesmaid. Here is Joseph, doing the same thing. Probably finding the best, you know, of his, you know, what he's going to, how he's going to celebrate it. Mary, she's looking forward when Joseph is going to come and get her from her house and take her to her father's house. Just like a typical Jewish wedding. That's where the parable of the wedding is in the Bible. She's looking to all of that. All her friends know that she's betrothed. She's going to get married soon. Joseph the same way. And now she's pregnant. She is in a risk right now. She's in a risk of even getting the death penalty. Mm-hmm. Because she was betrothed under the law. She could be killed. But what did she say? You know, if you see in verse 29, but when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end. Then Mary said to the angel, how can this be, since I do not know a man? And the angel answered to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also the Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God nothing will be impossible. Then Mary said, behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. So as you can see what happened, Mary was in a risk, but she took the risk. Because when we take risks, whatever God gives us is better than our own risk. 100% better. God says this will be happening to you. She took the risk. Even though she knew she could be killed, she took the risk. And let's say, let it be to me as you have said. Sometimes in our Christian walk with God, we are afraid to take risks. We don't take that step over just like Mary did. We stay on this side where it's safe. We have God put in our path maybe a ministry. Maybe another job that he wants us to take, or maybe whatever it is in our life that he wants us to take that risk. And the question is, do we take that risk? Do we say, let it be to me? Or do we stay on this side, not really taking that risk to go over? It could be a ministry. Lord, why would I leave this country where it's so wonderful to me? And go to a country that there is no air condition, there's no carpet, there's bugs everywhere. Do I stay on this side or do I go leap over by faith and say, let it be to me? You know, sometimes we don't take those risks. But you know what? When God says, you know, I will do this for you, you take that. It's much better for me to be in the hands of God than to be in my own hands, in my own risk. Because I know I'm going to fail. But he will never, ever fail me. And that's the risk she took. Now the third point is, when we take a risk, we rejoice. And we praise God. Because we see the benefits. We see what God has done for us. She could see because Mary was told that Elizabeth is going to have a son. Elizabeth was in her old age. Zechariah was the priest of the temple. He won the lot to be as the high priest representing all the priests before God. John the Baptist, relative of course, the humanity of Jesus Christ. When Mary and Elizabeth kind of met greeting her, the baby on Elizabeth's womb leaped with joy. The Holy Spirit actually entered Elizabeth and she rejoiced and she was actually prophesying about Mary. She didn't know a word about Mary before. Mary hasn't told her anything. But we can see how the Lord works. Mary tells a story. Elizabeth was already 6 months pregnant. So as we can see, the Bible says it's very specific that Mary stayed with Elizabeth 3 more months. So maybe John the Baptist was born and she returned to her own house. God will send somebody with you to help you. That's the thing. When God is in it, He's going to put people in your pathway to help you. And sometimes in the same circumstances. Sometimes God allows us to go to certain circumstances so we can help somebody else along the way. And it's not a mistake. He's going to take us that way. How can we help that person if we haven't gone through it? We can go through it so we can come out victorious and help that person who's going through it that has less doctrine that you have. Sometimes it takes us that way. But are we willing to take that risk to go over? And then at the end, when you see that you come out victoriously, glorify the Lord, just like Mary did, just like Elizabeth did. She praised the Lord. Look in verse 46. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord." That's her response. That's the response of the leap of faith that she took. "My soul magnifies the Lord. And my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, for He has regarded the lowly state of His maidservant. For behold, henceforth all generations will call me blessed. For He who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is His name." See, when we go through that, there is no other way than to praise the Lord. Respond in our souls what His word is circulating, our frame of reference, you know, and we praise God for what He has done. We praise Him for what He has done for us. You know, we worship Him for who He is, but we praise Him for what He has done. What He has done for us. We didn't deserve what He has done for us. We didn't deserve. We would deserve the death penalty. But He says, "No, I will take it on me. I will take it on me. I will go to that cross. I will come to that humble state of being born on earth." An amazing thing, this same story happens to the shepherds. The shepherds were watching the sheep by night. They are the outcast because the shepherds could never go to the temple because they were dirty, filthy. You see what's happening to the Jewish religious people? The same shepherds that were preparing the sheep to be placed in the temple for sacrifices, they themselves cannot go. And Jesus comes. The ones that can go, now they saw God first. Isn't that amazing? He uses the lowly ones. So doesn't matter in what state we are in. It doesn't matter whether we are educated, uneducated. God uses people in His own time. And He takes these lowly shepherds and they go and see God Himself, the Almighty, the Prince of Peace. And they worship Him. They trusted Him. They go, because where they were, to the temple, to Bethlehem, is a couple miles at night. Now they risk also their lives because there are wild animals in the way. You see what I'm saying? But they took that risk as well, just as Mary did. They saw God in person. And they worship Him. And they glorified the Lord. Same way Mary glorified God as well. So sometimes in our lives, we gotta take risks for God. Because as we take those risks, His name will be glorified. Sometimes we don't want to take those risks because we don't know the results. But I'm telling you, the results, it will be much greater than what we left behind. I took a risk to come to the United States because I knew what was here. I knew that God was working in the United States greatly because sometimes the people in the United States don't see it that way. But from outside, we can see what God is doing in the United States. It is a land of milk and honey. And we don't get it once we are here. I tell people, you don't appreciate your country, go to another country. And you see how wonderful our country is. God is here. Now the people have rebelled against God and they're doing their own things. So God is starting to depart from the United States. But there's still a remnant of people in the United States that are praising the God, glorifying God. And we as believers must take risks in our Christian life, because people that we're talking about, the martyrs alone around the world, they're taking risks to know God, to accept Jesus as the personal Savior. But guess what? God will exalt them in due time. He will exalt them in due time. And He will glorify Himself through them to see who God is, just like He did with Job. So I hope that this Christmas time we will be ready for Christ and not for the Christmas season. Because we know that He came to earth just for us in mind, specifically for each one of us. He knew us by name. He knew us, everyone knew my name. He knows what we're going to go through tomorrow and the day after tomorrow. But at the end, He also has a way of escape also. He knows how much we can handle. So it doesn't matter what we're going through. We put our trust in Him. Guess what? We're going to come out victorious at the end. So we can glorify Him. Amen?